Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Encinitas. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, January 13th. You'll be interested to know. 4 years ago, today in 2020, Donald Trump became the first U.S. president to be impeached twice after the House of Representatives approved an article of impeachment accusing him of incitement of insurrection for allegedly encouraging his supporters to storm the Capitol in an effort to overturn the results of the presidential election, in which Trump was defeated by Joe Biden. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect knee-to-thigh-high swell on Monday, with clean conditions in the morning and offshore winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming semi-bumpy in the afternoon. On Tuesday and Wednesday, anticipate similar knee-high swell with occasional thigh sets, featuring glassy morning conditions and offshore winds less than 5 miles per hour, remaining clean in the afternoon. Monday in Encinitas and North County. It's looking clean at 2-plus feet until noon. After that, it turns fair, but might turn clean again for a sunset session. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 5-foot incoming high tide when the east-southeast swell is 1.5 feet at 13 seconds and the offshore wind is 8 miles per hour. The first high tide Monday will be 6.5 foot at 8 a.m. with a -1.5 foot low tide just before 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Beacons reads 56 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 42 degrees with 8 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:04 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:51. It looks like we're in for a sunny day ahead with temperatures reaching up to 61 and a light north wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies, cooling down to a low of 47 with a gentle east breeze. Looking ahead in the weather, expect mostly sunny skies on Tuesday and Wednesday with highs near 62 and 61. Nights will be mostly clear with lows around 47 and 48. Thursday stays sunny with a high near 58. Before a slight chance of rain showers on Friday, with mostly cloudy skies and a high near 55. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Michael Hinson, a beloved surf icon and co-star of the landmark film The Endless Summer, has passed away at the age of 82 after a recent illness. Known for his striking looks and vibrant personality, Hinson captured the hearts of many as he journeyed across the globe in search of the perfect wave. Born in Crescent City in 1942, he became a celebrated surfboard shaper and trendsetter, inspiring countless surfers with his style. Hinson is survived by his partner, Carol Hannigan, his children and grandchildren. A paddle-out ceremony is planned for June, honoring his extraordinary life. Now on to sports. This weekend, on Wild Card Weekend, the Steelers got smoked by the Ravens, the Chargers pooped their pants as usual, the Bills beat the Broncos, and Baker Mayfield was Baker Mayfield. But hey, at least the Bucks are having fun now that Tom Brady is gone. Oh, and hang on to your hat for a total shocker. The Eagles beat the Packers. Tonight, the Rams, with a 10-7 record, face the formidable Minnesota Vikings, who are 14-3 in Glendale, Arizona, due to the wild fires. The Rams, favored by 3.5, aim to replicate their Week 8 victory over the Vikings. Sam Darnold makes his playoff debut for Minnesota. The over-under is set at 47.5. On January 20th, the Ohio State Buckeyes faced the Notre Dame Fighting Irish for the national championship in Atlanta, Georgia. The Buckeyes are favored by 8.5. In local sports, the Lakers, sitting at 20-16, are set to host the San Antonio Spurs at Crypto.com Arena tonight, pending the status of the wildfires. In their last outing, the Lakers faced two tough losses but are now looking to bounce back. Led by Anthony Davis, who averages 23 points per game, they aim to extend their lead in the series against the Spurs. San Antonio, with an 18-19 record, is eager to snap a three-game skid. Meanwhile, also tonight, the Kings, boasting a 24-11-5 record, will face the strong Oilers in Edmonton. In top news, a recent analysis reveals that 1 in 5 job postings online is either fake or unfilled, contributing to a soul-crushing experience for job seekers. Greenhouse, a hiring platform, found that between 18% and 22% of job listings in 2024 were essentially ghost jobs. Companies may post these listings to create a facade of growth, and nearly 70% of businesses using Greenhouse have posted at least one ghost job. To combat this issue, Greenhouse is rolling out badges to identify responsive employers, while LinkedIn has begun tagging verified job listings to enhance trust for applicants. In business news, a recent hack of Gravy Analytics has exposed how thousands of popular applications, including Candy Crush, Tinder, and MyFitnessPal, may be unwittingly collecting sensitive location data. This data is reportedly being harvested by rogue advertising industry members, with some potentially ending up in the hands of United States law enforcement. The breach revealed millions of mobile phone coordinates linked to various apps across Android and iOS platforms. Cybersecurity experts warn that this situation poses a serious threat to user privacy, as many developers remain unaware of the data being siphoned through advertising processes. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over 94,000. Ethereum is just over 3,200. And GOATSE's Maximus is down to 33 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the San Diego area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. A mysterious glowing ring of metal weighing 1,100 pounds has captured attention after crashing to Earth near a remote village in Kenya on December 30th. Initial reports from the Kenya Space Agency suggested it might be space debris from a rocket. However, experts, including astrophysicist Jonathan McDowell, expressed skepticism about this claim, citing insufficient evidence. Some believe it may have originated from a European rocket launch in July 2008. Yet Ariane space officials and other sources dispute this connection, leaving the true origin of the ring still unknown. And in entertainment news, Jimin Hounsou recently shared his frustrations in an interview with CNN, revealing that he continues to struggle financially as a working actor in Hollywood, despite 2 Oscar nominations and numerous blockbuster roles. He emphasized the impact of systemic racism in the film industry, stating, "I am still struggling trying to make a living." Hounce's impressive career includes roles in films like Furious 7 and Gladiator. He expressed feeling tremendously cheated by Hollywood pay, noting, "I still have to prove why I need to get paid." His upcoming projects include Beneath the Storm and The Monster. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American motivational speaker and author, Jim Rohn. And he said, "Either you run the day or the day runs you." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Encinitas.